prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Thursday. As you know, the first hour of the show, I'm joined by my co-host, Brooks Kubik. Hello, Brooks Kubik.
Hello, Carl Lenore.
And we are doing our episode of Physical Culture Radio. What can we learn from the fathers of physical culture and how they died is going to be some of the topic, but there's a lot more. We have lots of your questions to answer today. And then during the second hour, I'm going to be joined by Sean Phillips. A year later, so much can happen. 1 year ago, we had Sean Phillips on talking about his software that was part of, Muscle Media 2000, the magazine? Am I right? That name of the magazine?
I believe so.
They had a power building software app that he has now launched on the web. We're going to talk about that later. Of course, Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American EFX and All American Pharmaceuticals. I don't know what's going on with we have so many computer problems lately. It's just uncanny. But anyway, let's get on with the show. How does that sound? If I sound a little distracted, I have terrible sleep last night. My Fitbit even confirms that.
Well, you need to start telling folks, or I need to tell them just a little bit of an update about what the morning's been like for us.
Yes, please do. I that's really a good idea, actually.
Okay. Well, you know, these are live shows, and you know, this is live internet radio. So the way that we started the morning was Trudy woke up and looked out at the snow and said, "Oh, it's so beautiful, and it doesn't look like there's very much at all, just 3 or 4 inches, and gosh, that's really nice." And she went back to bed, and of course she jinxed all of Louisville, because actually when we woke up, it was more like 8 inches, perhaps more in some places. And what's slush on the bottom, and everybody, Brooks and Carl included, has been doing nothing but shoveling all morning. And Carl just called the house, and Trudy picked up the phone. I was just coming in. I've been shoveling snow for the last 3 hours. All of our back steps out to the alley, and then around the cars, and then the entire alley, because there's no way to get out unless you shovel the snow out of the alley. And of course, the city doesn't do that. So I've been shoveling snow for the last 3 hours, which I guess is my workout for the day. And Carl, I think you said you've been doing the same thing?
Yeah, and I actually put up on Facebook a picture of the clean driveway and said, workout of the day, shovel snow fasted. So, yeah, absolutely. And we got hammered. I mean, it's a lot of snow on the ground here.
Yeah, and we just don't do really well with snow in Louisville. And then it's compounded for us because we had a tree fall down in the middle of the night. And somehow that caused a broken water main. So we've been without water as well. Trudy is actually melting snow so that we can use that to wash our hands and so on.
Talk about paleo.
We have drinking water. Yeah. I mean, it's really paleo. And I was thinking when I was out in the alley, if I just, dig out a woolly mammoth or something, then, you know, we've got dinner.
Yeah, that's funny. That really is funny. And I know the most of the mid-east and northeast is getting hammered by this storm as well. So it's not unique just to us. So okay, let's get on to the topic at hand here. Rick Pack had emailed us and said, "What can we learn from the deaths of the old-time physical culturists? How did they? First of all, are most of them long-lived?" I think is a really important discussion.
The answer is absolutely yes. Old-time physical culturists, and by that I'm talking about people who were physical culture stars, strongmen stars, and so on from the 1880s, 1890s forward. So basically what I call the golden age of physical culture, 1880, 1890 through, say, 1920, 1930. Those are the people that we're looking at. They actually did tend to have very long lives, and not only long lives, but in many cases very healthy lives. Carl, you'll remember we did a show on Joe Rolino, the great Joe Rolino.
Yeah.
A year or two ago. And Joe Rolino was a boxer and strongman, lifetime avid physical culturist, died at 105 years old. Get this. Every morning he went for a 5-mile walk at age 105. One day, going on his 5-mile walk, which he would buy a newspaper, he'd walk 2.5 miles, buy a newspaper, walk back home. That was his walk. And he's walking back home with his newspaper, and he gets hit by
a car,
yeah, and killed.
Running across the street.
Yeah. And, so that's an example of someone who was not only very long-lived, but very healthy and active, you know, right up until the end, which to me is just as important, if not more so, as being long-lived. And there are other examples that we could give. There are a number of old-time physical culturists who lived well into their 80s and 90s. And again, they were hale and hearty, strong and fit, in good shape, and looked pretty good the whole time. So that's an important thing for people to remember when they say, what can we learn from the old-timers? You know, one of them is that they were doing some things that gave them not only long lives, but very full and active lives.
Yeah. And so, as a whole, I think their deaths were fairly, those who did die younger, they died more from accidents than anything else, I would imagine.
Well, there were accidents. There were some interesting things, and I've been thinking about this question. We got it a couple days ago from Rick, and so I've been thinking about it. And one of the takeaways is this: it is much healthier to be lighter than to be heavier.
Hmm.
And so, for example, if you look back at some of the really big, heavy strongmen. The ones who weighed 300, 350, sometimes approaching 400 pounds, who were just titans of strength. For example, Louis Cyr of Canada. They tended to die relatively young, sometimes in their 40s, sometimes in their 50s. And that's just an example of the human body has a really difficult time carrying an enormous amount of weight.
Yeah, and that's true of anybody who's carrying a lot of weight, not just those hypermuscular individuals.
Yeah, and you know, we're talking about people who were carrying enormous amounts of muscular bulk, but they also were carrying a lot of extra baggage, fat. And they tended to have problems, so one of the takeaways is, you know, those shirts that say "Bury Me Big."
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, it's a nice motto for a shirt. Maybe it's something to wear when you're on a bulking program, but, you know, after that, take that shirt off and replace it with a shirt that says something like, bury me strong and healthy or something, because big alone is not necessarily a good thing. You don't want to be small, and you don't want to not have the muscle mass that you need for health. But you don't want to be 300, 400 pounds if that's not really the appropriate weight for you.
You know what's really interesting, too? There's emerging science out there about the relationship between AMPK and mTOR. And we know that mTOR increases muscle size and protein synthetic response. And we know that AMPK seems to be a limiter of muscle. We also know that heavy weightlifting and high-protein diets stimulate mTOR. And traditional cardio, long distance running and so on, stimulates AMPK. And I've been giving a lot of thought to this because the body looks at everything from an economy standpoint, right? Muscle is good, except when it starts to demand too much in the way of consumption of energy or makes it more difficult for you to do some of the evolutionary skills like run long distances. We have some of the greatest endurance of any animal that occupies this planet. There's lots faster than us, but there's few that can go for as long as we can at those types of speeds. And so AMPK and mTOR seem to have this relationship, this yin and yang, if you will. And this is why I believe that doing cardio is critical. It's not just critical from the intrinsic value of doing cardio and its ability to regulate certain factors of heart function, but also so that you're not always on the yang side. You have the yin happening too, because the body knows where the ideal weight is for your physical fitness level should you have to go run for long distances.
Well, that's a really interesting comment, and it's interesting to me because people may not know, you and I don't script these shows, and we don't talk about, Carl says, I'm going to feed you this, and I say, yeah, I'm going to ask you this, and so on. We just do them live. We wing it.
Well, heck, Brooks was out shoveling 3 minutes before the show started. Trudy said, should I go get him? I said, yeah, I think so. The show's starting in 3 minutes. So there was no preparation for this other than we knew that we had these couple questions we have to answer.
Yeah, but the reason that I say that's interesting is that one of the comments I was going to make is that, again, one of the takeaways when you look at the old-time physical culturists, quite a number of them did strength training and wrestling. And for the wrestling, of course, they did a lot of road work, but the wrestling alone, as anyone who's ever done wrestling will tell you, wrestling is extremely demanding. You know, it requires a tremendous level of both cardiovascular endurance and muscular endurance, and muscular strength. It's a very unique sport in that respect. And so you had people who were not only developing tremendous muscular strength, one rep max lifting strength, but they had the muscular endurance to wrestle long wrestling matches, and they had the cardiovascular endurance to wrestle those long matches. So it was a real triple package. And that is something that is very unique in the history of training and in athletics and sport, and you don't see very much of it anymore, but it was a really, really good thing. And a lot of people who look at the longevity and the good health of the old-timers, a lot of them point to that, and they say, the combination of strength training and wrestling was really, really important for these guys. And you know what else they did, Carl?
What?
Bicycling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Arthur Saxon, huge cycling fan. He thought nothing of going on a 40, 50, 60 mile bike ride. And yet, pound for pound, at his body weight, in his era, he was one of the very strongest men in the world.
It's amazing. Really, really is amazing. We have to take a quick commercial break, so let's do this right now. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to answer another listener's question. If you have questions for Brooks, send them to onair@superhumanradio.com, and we will answer them on a future episode of Physical Culture Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Kubik. So, okay, Brooks, what other question did we have? I'm sorry if I'm at a loss this morning, but I'm literally dealing with. So here's the problem. The commercials are going out live over the air, but our discussion is bleeping in and out.
Oh my.
And I'm at a loss. I really am. I'm being sincere about this. Ever since we underwent this server changeover, I am just so, and I didn't ask for this damn server changeover. But anyway, all right, I digress. What other questions do we have?
Okay, well, here's one from Frank Torelli, and this is an interesting one. We were soliciting questions about training for older physical culturists, and I think this is a really good one. So I'm going to read you an email that I got from Frank. If you start serious training after 50, or pick an age, after 40, after 50, after 60, whatever.
Right.
You can make significant in quotes, gains in strength and musculature. In effect, you can be stronger and more muscular than you have ever been, and this fuels you to train harder and smarter and so on. But that's for someone who has started training at age 40, 50, 60, or whatever.
Right.
On the other hand, you have someone who's been training their whole life, who might have been extremely strong and powerful, maybe a champion lifter, champion bodybuilder, champion athlete when they were younger. And even though at age 50 or 60 they are stronger and more muscular than their peers of the same age, they are significantly less strong and less muscular than when they were, say, 25.
Right.
This can be frustrating. So he's just asking for comments about that, and he gives an example of his own case. He was very heavy into powerlifting, no pun intended, when he was younger. And at age 20, he had a 1,700 total in the powerlifts. Bench 395, squatted 650, deadlifted 665, and those were all raw lifts.
Very good.
We're talking back in the day. At age 30, he decides he's going to make a comeback, and every time he started to get up around 1,400 pounds in his total, he'd get hurt. So he quit. And he says, everybody remembered me as the 1,700-pound total guy. My ego would not allow me to have people think I was now the 1,400-pound total guy.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Carl, that's something that...
I'm struggling
with. That I can relate
to.
I think everybody can relate to that and struggle with it. And I know that a lot of people who were off the charts good when they were younger stopped competing, and you never see them anymore. And I think the reason is they want people to remember them when they were at the peak.
Right.
And so that's one aspect of it. But the other is, you really need to figure out a way of being happy with who you are, where you are at any given age, and find a way to keep motivated and keep on training. Because it doesn't matter what you used to do. For health and fitness, it matters. What matters is what you're doing now. And if you were lifting 500 pounds over your head back in the day, if you were squatting 1,000 pounds back in the day, if you were benching 800 pounds back in the day, but you're not training now, that's a problem. And the thing to do is to start thinking about what you can do to get motivated, to make training fun and enjoyable. So I have some ideas about that, but Carl, you've also been thinking about this question. At least we put this one on the list this morning, so I know you've had a couple hours. Did you have some thoughts on that?
Well, there's no way around it. You either have to adapt to where you are now and accept it, or find ways to reach where you were, and you have to be honest with yourself. You can't, like, everybody thinks that they're the one that's not going to age. It's going to be different for me. I'm going to be squatting 1,000 pounds at 80 years old. Find me the 80-year-old that's squatting 1,000 pounds. Louis Simmons doesn't squat what he used to squat. And he has the strongest men in the world training with him. So if you really believe that, oh, you're the one, and you're setting yourself up for some real frustration, or possibly injury, because you're going to push your body into areas that you can't. Look, you might have a 25-year-old car. I do. It doesn't drive like it did when it was new. It doesn't handle the way it does. And it can't take the duty cycle. I can't drive cross-country with that Volvo. Excuse me. And feel secure as I could when it was off the assembly line. I drive cross-country and just fill it up with gas. And the human body is no different, I'm sorry to tell you. So you have to adjust. You have to be willing to accept the fact that you are still stronger than most people your age, and find some sort of solace there. And you know what? Be humble. Be humble, because if you're not humble, you may hurt yourself.
Well, you have to be very grateful for the success that you had when you were younger. And you know, really enjoy that and treasure it and cherish it. And focus on that as a positive rather than focusing on the negative of saying, well, when I was younger, I was able to do this, and now I can't do it, and so, you know, I give up, I quit, I'm not going to train, whatever. Some of the specific strategies on that are, you need to look at whether what you did when you were younger is still the most appropriate thing for you to be doing. So, for example, maybe you were heavy into pain when you were younger. But maybe powerlifting is not the best thing for you anymore. Maybe it's time to make a transition to bodybuilding. Maybe there was a time when you could bench press a house, but maybe your shoulders don't hold up to bench pressing anymore.
Right.
And it's time to do other exercises for the upper body and make those your primary focus and work them hard. And you know, that's something that happens to a lot of people, and it's just a matter of change your game. One thing that I have done pretty much through my whole career, I've sort of transitioned from one thing that I worked very, very hard and heavy and very intensively to another thing that was more appropriate for me at a different time in my life, and then on to another thing. And so my training has changed, and the things that I do today at close to age 60 are different than what I did at age 50, at age 40, and you know, certainly at age 20, much different than when I was a teenager doing high school wrestling and all of the exercises and drills and things that we did for wrestling. You know, so things have changed enormously, but you know, I've always tried to do it in ways that made sense. Things that were appropriate for me at different points in my life, and very importantly, things that were fun and enjoyable and challenging. That's the great part, is to make it fun.
But you know, the other thing is, and I want to come back to this. I want to take this break, and I want to come back to finding some humility in all this as well, because there are a lot of things that we accept as time passes, but the effects of aging, we find hard time accepting. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Brooks Cubic.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frodolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores, and 1.5 grams of Crealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Okay. So, when we went into the break, we were talking about humility. Expecting to be able to do the same amount of work that you did in your 20s and 30s and your 50s and 60s is just sheer foolishness. Now, that's not saying that you can't achieve some peak level of fitness in your 50s and 60s, 70s and 80s, but you have to be realistic. And you know what? If you were a 1,700-pound total guy at one time, that's fantastic. There's a lot of things that you don't do anymore that you did in your 20s and 30s, but we're willing to let go of those. The danger becomes, and this is why I say humility, the danger becomes when we begin to identify ourselves too strongly with this task, this event, or this ability, and we become tied to that. Look at women who undergo tens of thousands of dollars of plastic surgery and end up looking hideous, trying to look like they did when they were 20 and 30. We look at them and we go, they're crazy. They look horrible. They look better before the plastic surgery. But yet we don't look at ourselves the same way. We have to be realistic. You have to apply some humility, but also some intelligence here. You're not going to be able, unless you're willing, to do things that may even shorten your life in your 50s and 60s to be able to do the things that you did in your 20s and 30s. Unless you're willing to do those things, you need to understand that things change. And maybe what you really need to do is look at why you're so connected to that. Are you Al Bundy, where every time somebody talks about when you peaked, it was in high school football, and ever since then it's been a downhill ride? No. You're more than just that total.
I am not sure how you managed to slip Al Bundy into this, but that was well done.
I mean, it's the truth.
Oh, absolutely. And I was just sitting there. I was thinking, holy mackerel, I know a guy who's scored the winning touchdown in the big game and has a newspaper clipping of it, and it's in his wallet. He carries it with him everywhere he goes. And guess what? This happened about 50 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and it's and there's more than one guy that feels that way, and it's an interesting thing. Now, one thing that I want to share with people, and I'd urge folks to do a little bit of research here. Go to Masters Weightlifting. That's one word, mastersweightlifting.org, which is the website for Masters Olympic-style weightlifting in the United States. And Masters means competitors who are age 35 and up. So go to Forms and Formulas and click on the Malone-Meltzer age coefficient formula. And what you'll find is a formula that you can use to compare a lifter at age 30 and every year thereafter all the way up to age 90. And the way they do it is they give you a coefficient. The coefficient is 1 at age 30. And, for example, at age 60, the coefficient is 1.509, or rounded off, 1.5. And what that means is if you're 30 years old or younger, 25, you lift 300 pounds, your coefficient is 1, so you multiply 300 by 1, and your score is 300 pounds. At age 60, if you lift 200 pounds, your coefficient is 1.5. 200 times 1.5, your score is 300. So under the formula that takes into account the aging process, and this is the aging process for competitive weightlifters, people who've been training in many cases their entire life, who are still training, still competing, watching their weight. They're really, really serious about this stuff. But even so, there's an inevitable decline in performance as you grow older. Consequently, they have the coefficient formula to balance things out. So the way that I use this in my own life and my own training, I look at it and I say, okay, if I'm closing in at age 60, I'm looking at that 1.5 coefficient. That means that if I'm lifting 200 pounds overhead, it's really the same as lifting 300 pounds overhead when I was 30 or younger than 30. And that's where I need to focus and I need to keep things in perspective. If I'm sitting there and saying, you know, man, I can only put 220 overhead, I need to realize that's like putting 340 or 350 overhead when I was younger. And I couldn't do that when I was younger, so on an age-adjusted basis, I'm actually doing better for right. my age than when I was younger. And you'll note that I'm competing with the one person who really counts. I'm competing
Me.
With myself.
Right, yourself. Right.
Yeah, yeah. And I use that as a way of maintaining some degree of sanity. I hope Trudy's not listening because she would probably just roll her eyes and think, you know, he has no sanity left. You know, I'm trying to stay sane about this whole process and about training as a mature athlete and being aware of the formulas that they use for Masters competitors, I think is a really, really important thing. And I, you know, Carl, I know that they have similar formulas for Masters powerlifting.
Yeah.
Yeah, swimming, track and field. People should take a look at this stuff and just look at what is realistic for your age. It's not realistic to compete with 20-year-olds.
Now, that's not to say that you can outperform what is realistic for your age. But that's what you should be shooting for.
Yeah.
Not what was realistic for you when you were 25.
Exactly, and again,
you know, when you were 25, I'm going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
In my 20s, I lived in Las Vegas. I drank a lot.
No, wait a second. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah, well, I'm going to reveal something. I drank a lot. I partied a lot. I went out dancing until early in the morning and then went home and slept for a couple hours and then went and ran 5 miles. I would die if I did that today. I mean, I remember after a Valentine's Day night out in Los Angeles of debauchery and drinking, running a 5K down PCH. I was still hungover when I started running. I was sober when I finished. I couldn't do that today, nor do I want to. I mean, you got to unlock. You got to let go of those things that, you know, I say this to be funny, but you also used to crap in diapers. You don't want to do that anymore, right? Why? You didn't identify with it. So you got to look at why you identify with these things so strongly that you're asking the questions that have been answered by the fathers of physical culture. And there's proof. They have coefficients designed for this reason. This has been around since the beginning. Now, you're going to find the freaks out there. We're going to be interviewing one of them in a couple weeks who just is in his late 40s, about to turn 50, and still has, you know, an 800-pound deadlift and an 800-pound squat, and he just did a double with 500 and change in an incline bench press. But here's something else that needs to be considered. He's never, ever, ever stopped. From the time he was 17 years old, I'm talking about Michael Hearn, time he was 17 years old till now, he has trained continuously, consistently. It's been the one thing in his life that has been continuous and consistent. He didn't say, in my 20s, I did this, then I took off, and now here I am in my 50s, I want to do it again. He's been training lifelong. That's the difference, in my humble opinion. The longer you do this consistently, without interruption, yeah, then you got a shot. You got a shot at being 50 and still doing a 500-pound bench press. Because you didn't take off. And let's address this when we come back from the break, okay?
Okay.
All right, stay tuned.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
If you're feeling like a pimp, oh, I'm sorry, I started before Jay-Z did. Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio.
If you're feeling like a pimp, nigga, go on, brush
yeah,
your shoulders
there you go.
Off.
Ladies, brush your shoulders off. You know, well, do you want to comment on what I was saying before we went into the break? Or I want to give you an ample opportunity here.
Well, I think that it's really important for people to understand the distinction between those who have trained their entire life, or, you know, at least since they were, you know, teenagers.
With minimal time off, maybe an injury here, you know, a little thing here, but consistently training,
yeah,
with very little interruption.
You know, if you are consistently training with very little interruption, that, you know, that's one place to be. Another place to be is someone who starts for the very first time at age 40, 50, 60, or even age 70 or whatever. Different set of circumstances. And then there's another set of circumstances, and this is the most common. Someone who trained like a monster when they were younger, and they stopped training, and they get back into it 20, 30, 40 years later.
They expect to be able to just pick right up where they left off.
That's the case where the person tends to have the mindset, I used to be able to do such and so, I know I can do it now, and they immediately jump into something, and they always end up overtraining, hurting themselves, and usually stopping and just giving it up and saying, this is ridiculous. They get very frustrated. And that's the person that really needs to sit back and say, have an honest discussion. I'm not as young as I used to be, and I'm not going to be able to do the things I used to do. Carl, do you know what a back souplet is?
I think it's a flip of some sort, isn't it?
It's a wrestling hold. And it's used in amateur wrestling.
Oh, isn't there an X in it? I was calling it a suplex. Is it spelled like EAUX or something like that?
Yeah, suplex.
Yeah, okay.
Suplex, which I pronounce suple.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but same thing. And the belly to back suplex or suple, you are standing behind your opponent, wrap him up in a bear hug, hands around the waist. Lift him up off the mat, drive your hips forward, you lift him up over your head, and you go backwards and land in a wrestler's bridge so that all of your weight is on your feet and the top of your head, and you're in a very high arched wrestler's bridge. And as you go back and land in that wrestler's bridge, you throw him backward and behind you. And actually what happens is he hits the mat right before your head touches the mat. And it's a pinning hold in freestyle and Greco-Roman style wrestling. Mm-hmm. It's not used in collegiate wrestling because it's too dangerous. When I was in high school, using sandbags to train, because you couldn't practice this with a human being, you'd kill each other. Using progressively heavier sandbags, I taught myself how to throw that move. And I was actually able to throw it on an unwilling opponent in a match. Incredible move. Spectacular. Guess what?
Can't do it anymore.
I don't do that anymore. I'm not even going to try. Because that was then, 40 years ago. This is now. Yeah. And you know what? I'm still big and strong, and I'm in good shape, and I'm actually stronger than when I was a high school wrestler. But guess what? I'm not going to throw that souple anymore. Just not going to do it. And somehow or other, everybody of a certain age, 50, 60, whatever it is, you've got to have that discussion, and it's got to be an honest discussion that you have with yourself. And you have to say, you know, there are things I used to be able to do, don't want to do them anymore, can't do them anymore, not going to do them anymore, but you know what? That's okay. And I think that part of that's okay is a really important part of the discussion. You know my favorite line, Carl, from the Clint Eastwood movies?
What?
From one of the Dirty Harry movies? A man's got to know his limitations.
Yes, and that, but that's true in general in life.
Yeah. Yeah. But when you're young, you hear that, but you don't apply it. With age, hopefully there comes a bit of wisdom, and you can use that and think about it and apply it and say, you know, my limitation is I'm not going to throw a back suplex anymore.
And especially if your ego gets in the way. You know what I mean? This is really ego we're talking about here.
Well, it really is, and it goes hand in hand with what you mentioned earlier, which is tying your self-identity to a particular exercise or being able to perform at a particular level.
Right. It's not a good idea. It's not a good idea at all. And you wouldn't do it in a lot of other ways either. You just wouldn't. So, and then that's what baffles me. It's like, you know, and trust me, I struggle with this too. I struggle with it as well. You know, the normal creaks and aches of aging, and the limitations that I'm starting to find in ranges of motion or injuries that keep, you know, hobbling me and so on. But what's the alternative? Don't train?
That's not a good alternative. And one of the crazy things, one of the unfortunate things in the history of strength training is that the focus has always been on the young trainees. There's been very little discussion about what's appropriate for the mature trainee. And the problem is you end up not having role models and you don't have people who candidly talk about getting older, you know, which I think is a very important discussion.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, you know, because it's something where, you know, it's going to happen. And it's going to happen to everybody, and there are other people who have taken the same journey, and you ought to be able to benefit from their experience.
You know, it's funny. Nobody wants to talk about getting older. It's the truth. And it's the one thing that we're guaranteed to happen. Lots of other things that we talk about and we want to learn about and we want to be proficient at, we can discuss easily. But we want to ignore the fact that we're going to get older and we're going to die. And quite frankly, the word ignorant doesn't mean unintelligent. It means to ignore certain facts. And being ignorant of that fact, in my humble opinion, is really a mistake. I mean, I am starting to see in my own body some of the things my father complained about. I didn't think it was going to happen to me. I thought because I was living a better life, I was doing different things, I'm a fan of physical culture, I'm a fan of ancestral diets, that I wouldn't experience some of these things. And maybe I'm not experiencing them to the same degree, and the onset didn't occur when it did in my dad. But lo and behold, he used to complain about his lower legs feeling stiff, his insteps and his and his lower legs below the calf just feeling stiff. It's a sensation. I can't believe it. I'm getting that now.
It's the kind of thing that I think people understand when you get to be a certain age, you understand it, you know what we're talking about, but very, very few people are willing to acknowledge it, to admit it. When I came out with Gray Hair and Black Iron, which is my book about strength training, serious strength training for a mature lifter, using the term lifter in the broad sense of anybody who trains, I remember there were people who got on the discussion boards and they got out there in cyberspace and they said, Kubik's wimping out.
Yeah.
He's getting soft on us, man. You know, and they badmouthed the book because I had candid discussions about aging and how the aging process affects your ability to train. Okay. So the interesting thing is 5, 6, 7 years later, some of those same people are on discussion boards in cyberspace, and you know what they're saying? Best book ever.
Yeah.
And it's simply because they were too young, and now, just 5 or 6, 7 years later, they're like, oh, yeah, now I know what he was talking about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's a very important discussion to have, and I'm glad we were able to hit some of the high points in this past hour.
Let's go ahead and plug your books real quick. We have two e-books that Brooks has put out on Kindle, on Amazon.com. The names again so people can search for them?
Dinosaur Training Secrets, Volume 1. That's the first in a series. We're going to have a number of those over the course of the year. And the other one is The Dinosaur Military Press and Shoulder Power Course. And Carl, believe it or not, both of those have been in the top 10 in their category, the training category on Amazon.
Since they were released, I know.
Yeah, and I actually had both of them in the top 10 at one time, which was kind of unprecedented. One went up all the way to number 2 or number 3. One was number one in Australia. We've just had a tremendous response, and it's really gratifying.
Yeah. Brooks, thank you for being on the air today. Do you have to go finish shoveling now?
I'm going to see if I get lunch first, and then I'll do shoveling.
That sounds good. All right, here we go.
Thanks,
we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Sean Phillips to talk about his release of Power Building. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio, home of the technical difficulty. We'll be right back.
In real world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Kubik's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksKubik.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Kubik's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksKubik.com right now.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, I like to think that this show has an amazing impact. We have a fantastic audience. We know that that responds to messages and very, very well. It was about a year ago, right, Sean?
That's correct, Carl.
About a year ago, I had Sean Phillips on the show. We didn't say what his name was. We used the pseudonym that he was using when he was writing for Muscle Media 2000. What was the pseudonym again? I forget.
Brad Jeffries.
Thank you. And so we had Brad Jeffries on the show because Brad Jeffries spearheaded a project over there at Muscle Media 2000. And this was a software product. Back in the day when software products were written in C++ and, you know, and run on DOS machines and it wasn't served on the internet, and people would write down the information required and mail it in snail mail to Brad Jeffries, and Brad Jeffries would lo and behold put the data into a computer and spit out a workout routine, and unanimously everybody who followed the workout routine saw amazing gains. The program back then was called Power Building, right?
That's correct, Carl.
Okay. So a year ago, as a spoof, we had Sean on the show, and we had him as Brad Jeffries, and we revisited that phenomenal period of time that could not be duplicated again, or we thought. We got such an outpouring of people who contacted Sean and said, not only why don't you do this, but we had people said, look, I am a software guru. I will bring this thing and make it internet ready so it could be served on the internet. And a year later, what have we had?
We've got Power Building back out on the internet.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've had a lot of fun with it. When I opened it up after our last show and I really looked at the software, which I kept running, I had it still running, I was like, man, this is an incredible piece of work.
Did you, now tell the truth, prior to that interview, had you always had in the back of your mind, one of these days I have to find a way to serve this on the internet, or was it something where you thought, you know, it's an interesting project, but it's not realistic. I'm just going to keep it back there somewhere. If I find time, I have a month where I have nothing to do. Maybe I'll entertain that.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we all of us old enough to know this, understand that somewhere we've got this thing in our head, which is a knowledge of what we should be doing. Mm-hmm. The thing that we're really passionate about, the thing that we love most. And we always say to ourselves, or so often we say to ourselves, and one day when I get around to it, I'm going to do that thing I really love doing, right? And I took these machines that ran this old DOS system, and I marked them and filed them and put them in the corner of my office, and they've been sitting there for 15 years. I own powerbuilding.com domain for 20 years, and all those things have have sat there and sat there and sat there. And I knew, and I would tell myself at times, I'd go, you know, I really should just be doing that.
And what can I honestly say that the outpouring of comments from our listeners kind of motivated you to go, okay, we got to do it. Now is the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was the feedback. It was the enthusiasm. It was the, you know, and you know, I'd heard from people over and over and stuff, but that triggered, an influx of messages. And I mean, I've had a couple, probably 15 people, you know, 10 of them on the top of the list that have hit me every 2 weeks to 3 weeks on Facebook. Okay. Ready now? Ready now? Ready now?
Like the kids in the back of the car. Are we there yet?
Yeah. And I'm just like, okay, all right. And I just sat down and I've had a lot of it moving and a lot going forward, and I've ran a lot of programmers through it, and I don't have it exactly where I will have it, but I buckled down for a month and just worked my tail off, and I got it running, and I just, you know, I'm kind of limiting the access in because I don't want, you know, I don't want to have to produce 20,000 programs a week.
Right.
Yeah,
so you're still taking the data from the net and feeding it into your computer.
I've got it moving through. I'm taking the data on the net. I don't have to mail anymore. There you go.
Right.
How's that?
Right.
Yeah. There's no post office.
Well,
so it's
do you see a point of a seamless operation where it does everything in the background on its own, or will it always need a human intervention in there, you think?
No, it'll be the human intervention really comes in the program design. And I right now I'm doing a little bit of stuff manually, but that stuff will disappear in about 6 or 8 weeks.
And the website is powerbuilding.com. I haven't been there yet, so I'm going to go there when we fire this next break. What will people find when they get there?
Well, there's a story. And what I did is I just laid out the story, because those who know understand it, those who do, don't. And what you get on the story is, you know, why it works, how it works, what the belief systems are, some of the background, some of the history of what, I mean, it's really a story about what I was doing, what I was thinking, and what's there, and how it compares to what people, what I call the generic programs. You know, I have a great line in there. I say most of these so-called generic programs where they give you a, you know, a spreadsheet and a do this and do that. So I said, it's kind of like telling astronauts go to the moon and giving them a picture of the moon and say, go that way.
That's good. I like that. And so how many clients have you produced programs for so far?
Well, I opened it up last Thursday, and I told people it's a 10-day delivery route because, you know, it takes me a little bit to get them done. And I shut it down at the first 45 that came in, and I've had 277 requests right now, outstanding. But, you know, there's a couple, 200-300 people a day going to it right now.
And so how far up the road do you see it being fully automated and available to the world?
2 or 3 months. I mean, right now, what I have when you go there is you can also, if you go to powerbuilding.com, when you exit the page, it'll open a pop-up that gives people a 14-day sample plan, right? And so they can experience what the customized nature looks like without having to build their own profile of custom input.
Interesting. This is really exciting. This could really be huge, because online personal training is a huge, huge business. But I don't think, as you put it appropriately, most of the stuff that's being done out there is pretty much, this is what I gave to Jane, so you can use it too, but you're Joe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
use this, because this is what Jane is using. And then they kind of claim to be able to tweak it for you as things move forward, but they really don't tweak very much.
Yeah, I'll tell you more about that in a minute. You had a break time, right?
Yeah, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Sean Phillips.
Student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
239-2755.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Sean Phillips, physical culture royalty.
Yeah, it's always good to be here, Carl. I love being on your show, man.
Yeah, I know. You're great. You're great.
Yeah.
So I already got my 14-day trial program, and I love it. It's like, wait until we produce the program for you. How cool is it going to be? So this program guarantees 255% or better results than anything you're doing now. That's amazing.
Well, I mean, what I've seen over the years is just, you know, there's something magical about it. Let's talk a little bit about what does power building do differently? Well, it really does build, it does something nobody else can do. It builds a program custom to your specific strength and capacity needs. And it does it in a way that's, you know, the level of complexity of math and calculations and attention I put to building the programs and designing the software behind it does something not even a personal trainer can do, which is manage the volume, intensity, that down train you. I mean, you don't have to go in the gym and do any guesswork. You follow. And if one day it's a lighter day, or, you know, like my favorite assignment is, I love when people say, well, what I want you to do is do 85% for 8 reps and then 90% for, what the hell does that mean? 90% of what? 90% of my 8-rep max?
And most people don't even know what their 1-rep max is. They don't even know how to assess it. Because don't forget, there are people out there who have very, very low thresholds to pain. And for them, their 95% max, what they perceive it to be, may really be about 60% of what they could do if they really pushed.
Yeah. So you really don't know until you gauge yourself with a strength workout. And then, like, if I want someone to do instead of training for sets of 10, instead of training at 90% up of your max, I want them to have a 70% day. Well, I just, it comes out that way mathematically.
Yeah, they don't have to
use the 35s instead of the 55s.
That's awesome. That's all. It takes the guesswork out. It takes the variability out entirely.
Well, and what happens for that is not only does it allow your body to train in cycles, in periodization. So there's a micro and a macro periodization. So each program is kind of a macro period, but the micro period within that allows people to gain and plateau and train down and train up. And I look at this thing, I developed this formula, I call it an index of overall demand. So part of all these programs analyze the total demand placed on the body over time. So a duration of 4, 7, or 10 days, you know, because what happens is you can overtrain the body systemically from a macro level, not just on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. So I look at that load and I allow those things to ebb and flow so that you keep peaking and peaking and peaking in these micro periodizations.
Okay, now, we just had a really interesting discussion with Brooks Kubik about the aging athlete. And, you know, so many people identify with what they did in their 20s and 30s and expect to be able to do that after not training for 20 years and coming back in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. And Brooks was talking about the fathers of physical culture established coefficients, age-defined coefficients. If you did this in your 20s, then this is what you should expect to do in your 40s, 50s, and 60s. But you don't even need to worry about that coefficient if the program is generating your routine for you, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, because I have coefficients and I have mathematical formulas built into there, and I have, you know, there's these kind of angles of assault towards your max and past your max to new PRs that are based on where you're at, your level of conditioning, and your age, you know. So I look at these things, but I also build in the recovery. So you are going to the gym, you are practicing, but sometimes you're practicing active rest, active recovery, and then you're peaking again. And it just manages these things. Now, if you think about let's look at something we know. We have more understanding today than we did 20 years ago, that act of willpower. We know willpower is a finite resource, right?
Right.
And we know we deplete willpower every time we seek to make a decision. So let's say if I get up in the morning and I say healthy food or donut, that's depleting 3% of my willpower for the day. Well, if I go to the gym and I say, well, bench press or dumbbell press? Well, should I do 35s or 55s? Should I do 25s? Should I go, you know, what happens is every time I have to ask and think about it, I'm becoming less interested in my workout, more depleted in my willpower and my resolve, and less focused. And I'm just sitting there going, now I start making it up. Or I go in one day and I want to do a PR and I want to really kick ass, but when I go up to the squat rack, I start talking myself down. Well, I don't know, who am I to say to do 4 plates?
Right. That happens. That I call it noise. Your noise in the head. The noise in your head. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and so you instead of that, you get a power building plan, and whatever the program is. I mean, I have over 100 programs built into this thing. I have designed strength programs, pure strength programs, custom variable split programs, periodization. You know, I've got 2-day splits, 4-day splits. Five. I mean, I there's nothing that I don't have in here. It's just absurd, right? I mean, the levels of stuff. I mean, I've got 20 custom programs I built for Stallone. You know, in the days.
Right. Oh, that's the one you sent out. It says Sly's program. That's whose program that is.
Yeah, that's one of his. Yeah, it's one of his variable split 3.0.
That is so cool. Now, what about the fact, like, does somebody have to give you their goal? I want to be a bodybuilder. I want to be a powerlifter. And then they're going to get something different, right?
Well, what I'm doing, I do ask you to give me some feedback on where you're going, what you want to do. But I'm offering a few basic programs right now, which is more the power basic 2-day power building. Originally it was power building because it was very much a strength muscle building. When I think of power building, I hear Michael Hearn uses that term a lot, right?
I know. He's going to be on the show in a few weeks and he does use it. He does use it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I own the trademark, so I'll let him use it. Just kidding.
Right. But do you think he must have got that from reading Muscle Media 2000? I bet.
Probably, but I think it's also an integration of who he is. He's a very powerful bodybuilding kind of guy.
Yes,
right?
yes.
So it does fit. And that was one of the formations of my original program was about getting the muscle through getting the strength and the power. But, you know, going back to something else that powerbuilding does in these custom programs, and this took me years to really understand, is that as much as there's genius in this math and this physics, I mean, I have right next to me right now, I have 7 binders, 3 inches thick, full of engineering paper with formulas, maths, and equations and diagrams that I built and hand wrote over years to study the human body to figure out how to build this damn system.
Mm.
You know, I was obsessed. I'm like,
I can see what you're saying. This is the culmination of literally decades of compilation of maybe 100 years of experience.
Yeah. I mean, really, I mean, I've got every training book, every Russian training book, every East River periodization thing just sitting here. I read everything's dog-eared with notes in it, with highlights. I mean, I look at this stuff and I go, what kind of sick kid was I?
My Did you have any friends, Sean?
Yeah.
Did you have any time for
people
friends?
That trained.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. But one of the things that took me years to figure out is that a lot of the magic of what powerbuilding did was based in the belief system, because what happens is when a system that you give greater authority to than yourself, be this powerbuilding, be this me, be this computer, whatever it is, and you get a to-do list, you do it, and you do it without question because you were told to do it. And people have broken PRs, gained. I mean, Rob Regish, you know, is one of the biggest fans, and he just sent me another long message going, you know, and he just raves. He goes, you can't understand how transformative this was in my life.
Right.
And it's a lot of it because you got a command decision to do, and the nervous system, the subconscious mind, just obeyed, and it just did what it was supposed to do because it believed you should.
Because the program would not put you in a position to fail. It wouldn't put you in a position to do something that it knew you couldn't do. And this is an important distinction. And I am somebody who I've actually talked about this on the show a long time ago. Some people budget like this, and I'm gonna take this analogy of economy of scales and bring it over to physical culture in a second. So some people go, okay, I got this much in bills. I got to make this much money. That's not called budgeting. That's not budgeting, okay? Yeah. Other people go, I make this much money. I can afford to spend this much. That's budgeting. Well, when you walk into the gym without a plan and you're keeping a diary of what you're doing, that's a diary.
That's not a document.
You're documenting what you did, but that's not a prescription for progress. When you sit down and you look at past workouts, you look at what you're planning on doing today, you look at last time you did that movement, here's what you did. So today you're going to try to go up in that movement, but these other movements, you're going to be happy just to hit where you were because of the incremental progress you're looking to make. And then you go into the gym and you do that. That's a prescription. And here's the important thing. You may be in one of those movements and go, man, I got more in me, but the prescription says to only do this, and you stop there. You leave something in the tank for the next workout. That's following the prescription. That's the right way to use a training guide.
Exactly. And I think you said something there that I used to call it documenting failure. Is it when we write down our workout after, we just it's like lather, rinse, repeat, document failure, right?
Right.
You know, and that's really, and where the power building prescription, and it is a prescription, is very precise. I mean, I tell you when to go to failure so that I know there's an F in the column of failure, which means go. I tell you the rest intervals. I tell you the weights. I tell you, you know, there's a rest, there's a proper time to rest, there's a proper load. Everything is part of the index of overall demand. All these factors go together. And if you want to build upon it, and what happens is gains are sneaky. If you follow the prescription, the gains come and they sneak up on you. You're like, how the hell did I get from here to there?
Right. I understand that. And that's the beauty of not going in and changing the prescription at the time that you're training, because all of a sudden you realize you feel better. Sure, you feel better. It's predicted you feel better, but you're not supposed to go beyond the work that you're supposed to do. Now, I want to take a break. And when I come back, I want to talk about emerging technology and how that could actually take power building to a totally new plateau. We're talking with Sean Phillips. We're talking about his new product. The website is powerbuilding.com. Go there and get a free 14-day trial plan. Learn more at powerbuilding.com. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, Whey Isolate, Whey Concentrate, Milk Isolate, Casein and Egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, Free Alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cree Alkaline PA buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net. or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Sean Phillips about his new project, which is an old project. A project that's been 25 years in the making. Power building is a reality again. Once only available to the devotees of Muscle Media 2000. It is now available to the world at the website powerbuilding.com. So I'm wearing one of these nifty little Fitbits. Do you have one?
Sean? Yeah. You know, I don't. I don't want to track anything more. I don't want all the data going to the big man.
Okay. All right. Well, with that aside, what about integrating some of this feedback? You know, I had a bad night's sleep last night, my resting heart rate in the morning, all those kind of things, to add a layer that wasn't even available when you first developed Power Building.
Well, I think that there's a buddy of mine that's working on an integration of all the data, you know, including the shirts that measure, you know, even, you know, and I'm always looking for something that measures movement, like momentum, force, and other things.
Right.
Like, I like that kind of thing. But we've talked a lot about what to do, and I think there will be something to do. What I get concerned about with the data influx is, and I'm going to merge that conversation a little bit into what's been going on for the last 15 years in the online training development, right?
Right.
A lot, you know, I consulted with a lot of people, including GetFit.com and a lot of others, Daily Burn and those type of things that tried to put strength training online. And what I would tell them so often, or when I would try to get through their heads, is that you're building obligation systems that require data input daily so that it can modify the program tomorrow. And the body doesn't work in that level of micro. It works in a much better macro. So it's better to go 6 week or 8 week intervals, readjust, recalibrate, and not calibrate on a moment to moment, hour to hour basis.
Very interesting. So so what you're saying is for strength type training, that moment to moment information may be a little overkill.
Yeah, it becomes overkill. What happens is when I'm constantly putting data in so that tomorrow's workout can be built on today's workout, let's say I have a bad day, I missed my sleep, I screwed some stuff up, or whatever it is, then it's going to downtrain me tomorrow, and it keeps downtraining me all of a sudden. You know, it's like, why am I doing that? You know, when the reality is, if I have a goal to achieve a certain, you know, I'm going to run a marathon, and or I'm going to run a 100-mile race, or I'm going to achieve $1 million in income, and I have a few bad days, what am I supposed to do? My goal is supposed to change?
Well, I've actually had some ideas about this too, which really feeds into what you're saying.
Good, sure.
I've often wanted to email Brad Schoenfeld this question, but central fatigue. I wonder if if we take a guy and we train him in resistance training, we have him do certain lifts, and we look at the protein synthetic response, and then we take a washout period. Maybe he takes a week off, and then he comes back again. But this time, we purposely interrupt his sleep. He has short sleep durations, and we do some other things that should precipitate fatigue, central fatigue, faster.
Yeah.
How does this impact the body's ability to upregulate recovery? And here's my thinking. We know that the body looks at fatigue as one of the signals that the body has to supercompensate. So what if it turns out that, that second week that I was fatigued, I didn't necessarily hit all my lifting goals, but the body's response was, holy crap, this guy's going to do this again someday. He's going to make these demands of us when we are near empty on the gas tank. We need to really supercompensate. What if the results was an increase in supercompensation because of training while centrally fatigued?
Well, and I would suggest, I think it's an interesting question. I would suggest that that would be a true response to a point, that there's such a thing as the body's ability to respond and to build itself up to a point, and then it becomes a chronic state. And at a chronic state, the body says, screw this.
So that's where what you're saying plays true. So, okay, I have the occasional poor night's sleep. I don't alter my training approach.
Yeah.
I actually use that kind of to slingshot one day out of this 14-day cycle, but I don't do it consistently where it becomes chronic and the body goes, oh, forget it. We can't keep up with this pace.
Yeah, it's just gonna give out. And you said a word, supercompensate. So I'll digress from that for a moment, because that actually reminds me of actually one of the, you know, my version 2.0 power building really became the variable split system, which really was all based on the supercompensation of individual muscle groups, right? And that's something that this program can do that it's very difficult to do for people generally. And what I started looking at was the period, was the fact that, my biceps are recovering, therefore reaching a supercompensation peak time to retrain, a retraining window at a different schedule than my legs are.
Yes.
You know, and that was really came from some of the Eastern books and the readings I did, and also, of course, inspired by Fred Hatfield. And Fred and I have talked about this because Fred really was the first one to lay any kind of a, you know, variable split system out, right?
So I had this exact email exchange with Brad Schoenfeld for reason. I said, what if, look, people can build some monster wheels, right? But they spend all their time on their legs when they're not training. So the legs really have very little time off. What if that actually is the reason why the legs can respond so well? What if we took an upper body ergometer and you trained upper body, but now you spent independently over the course of a day an additional hour and a half spinning that ergometer? So you, because our upper body has the ability to relax. I mean, you can't be ambulatory without using your legs. What role does that fact that you're so demanding on your legs, you train them hard, then you walk to your car, you walk to work, you climb the stairs. They really have no time off. Where your upper body, you can choose what you are willing to do with your upper body to a certain degree.
Yeah.
What role does that play in the,
I don't know. That's an interesting question. I think it would say, you know, it could work as an active recovery because of the blood flow and it kind of keeps that thing moving. You know, what I looked at was really the sheer volume. I said, you know, let's take a crude model, you know, put in a 5-pound roast and a 1-pound roast and turn the oven on 350 and see which one cooks faster, right?
Ah, interesting. Yeah.
So, this is the real world example I always say. I say, if you kill your legs and you go into the gym, let's say you haven't, you know, to make matters worse, you haven't really trained your legs hard in, let's say, 3 months, right? So you go in, you kick ass in your legs. When are they peak sore? The next day? No. The next day after that.
Right, 2 days after.
Yeah, 42 to 48 hours, you are in a wheelchair.
Right.
Not 24 hours. If you go do the same thing to your biceps, when are they peak sore? 18 to 20
hours.
Yeah,
the next day.
Yeah, next morning, by afternoon, they're okay. And I said, so if you just base on that fact, and the same thing could be found true for chest or back. I mean, I find my lats sore like 30 some hours later. I'm like, what was that? So what I did is I looked at the training frequencies and the volume, and I switch up the volumes and loads so that I'm able to really adjust. And I have a frequency that is close to the same for chest and back. I have arms on a 3-day a week level and legs every 4.55 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the legs get full recovery, full load, full maximization. The chest are running a 4-day cycle. The legs are running a 5-day cycle. The arms are running a 2.5-3-day cycle.
Interesting. And by virtue of the fact of training upper body, the arms and are getting hit in push-pull movements anyway, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I work those things together in harmony. So I'm looking at the load. But what happens is that people really started peaking in all the areas together, and then the recovery of the body. Because what happens is what people try to do is say, well, I know I need to hit my legs a certain frequency because I got to hit my upper body a certain frequency. All of a sudden I'm doing my legs, you know, 2.5 times a week. And I'm like, you know, and then your whole body's getting a systemic overload.
That's the other issue. That's the other, you have peripheral fatigue, but then you have systemic fatigue.
Yeah, exactly.
So you really do need a program to monitor and measure all of these different intersects. You can't do it yourself when you really think about it. Unless you are a physicist and good with a slide ruler and can, you know, work on multiple dimensions at one time.
Well, and that's like I talk about in my letter on power building when I talk about the programs. I go, you know, to build the program I wanted to build in 1993, the time it takes and the work I put into it would be $5,000. And Stallone was the only one that could pay for it, you know?
Right.
You know, I said, so if I'm going to spend the time it takes and requires that I want to put into a program, because, I mean, you can't calculate there's 65,000 mathematical equations to build one power building program.
Right.
Who wants to do that?
Yeah. But you do, Paul. Sean, you do. That's why we have you to do it, you see?
Push a button and it happens.
There you go. All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. We'll be right back with Sean Phillips.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes
healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755. 539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
It was summertime in northern Michigan.
How would you like a free sample of Carbolin? A very advanced carbohydrate that makes a great pre, post, or intra-workout carbohydrate supplement. You get 3 free samples by sending an email to the email address onair@superhumanradio.com. Put the word Carbolin, K-A-R-B-O-L-Y-N, in the subject line, and make sure you include your address. International listeners, welcome. Check it out. Right now we're talking with Sean Phillips. We're talking about his new program, Power Building, which has become a reality on the internet. So what about nutrition, Sean? Is there a component of nutrition in this? I mean, I know you have a fantastic product. Full Strength is a fantastic MRP.
I don't cover. I just, you know, I have put together over the years different kind of meal plans and computer driven stuff, and I just found ultimately that the idea of computer generated diets was overkill. You know, I think some of these online fitness pals and things, they give you some guidance and some information, but really nutrition becomes a practice and a ritual, not. And I think, you know, obsessing over. Yeah. Over it is the wrong path. Obsessing over the training and the details of the training makes more sense. And I find that, you know, the system of power building helps people success begets success. They hit success when they're seeing results, when they're getting more motivated, they eat better, things follow better. I mean, you know, speaking of nutrition, I keep hearing you talk about that Agmatine product. That sounds interesting. I'll have to try that.
Yeah. Prime Nutrition has some really, really great products out there.
Yeah, they do. Looks great. And that Clear Eyes. I got to try some of that Clear Eyes.
Yeah. You know what? I really believe in that stuff. The Can-See eye drops. I mean, you put a couple drops in your eyes.
That's what it is.
In a few days, you notice a difference in your near vision. It's just profound.
Well, something you said too, you talked about, I missed Brooks. I'd love to take, and this is what I got to do. I've been talking to Brooks offline, but I said I'd like to get one of his books and put one of Brooks's programs into the power building system, because I can put any program into the system.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, that would be cool. Oh, man. I see a lot of opportunities with people who are devotees of different plans out there where you can incorporate that right into this. That's amazing.
Yeah, so I can build anything. I mean, I can build any sets, any reps, any. I mean, I literally have equipment I can customize. I can define, you know, a life machines, these machines. I can do a free motion, and I can give the weight stacks, and I can all the steps are proper. You know, if it's a 10-pound increase or a 5-pound increase, I have different formulas for dumbbells versus barbells. You know, I mean, everything is complete free form, but also completely dialed in systemically.
Yeah. Very, very cool. So the website is powerbuilding.com. You can go there and get a free trial 14-day program. While it's not the one created for you, it'll show you the complexity of the program and give you an idea of what it's like. And then when will this be available to the world?
Well, I mean, I'm selling programs right now. Like I said, I produced, 45 or 50 this week, and I'm just kind of limiting them. You know, I open the funnels and I just close it and open and close it. And what I'm asking people is if the door's closed, you'll go to a wait list and just get on the wait list, and I'll only inform the wait list when I open the doors. So, I just kind of, throttling it so it doesn't overwhelm us. And, and I think that it'll continue, probably take me 90 days to continue moving it live. It was just a big push to get it out there because, I had believed, Carl, in my head, I just said to myself, and probably I put this thing to bed in 1998. And I said, somebody's going to figure out how to do this. Somebody's going to figure it out. And all these mathematical formulas, I'll give to somebody. I'll bring, because I want it to be out in the world. I'll give them all I know. And I just kept watching and trying to help people, and nobody could figure out how to frickin' get people to strength train properly.
And well, not only that, but nobody puts this level of work in anymore.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, the complexity of the formulas that you produced back then. Everybody has a more of a mono, monotherapy approach. This is what works for me. This has to work for you. If it doesn't work for you, go away. And that way, just the people that this works for, they become my clients.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's the cookie cutter model, generic programs, do this. And I love sometimes that, literally you'll find one of these ebooks online and you can see that on my power building thing. And it's like, well, generally I ask you to do 85% for 5, but I'm going to ask you to do 5 more pounds for 80%, but for 5. And I'm like, I'm reading it and I'm like, my head hurts. I want to go in a closet somewhere and hide.
Yeah. They should have a separate page for solve for X. Let's turn it into an old geometry class. Solve for X. When you figure out what X is, then put X in here.
You have a hyperbolic relationship with muscle gains.
Yeah, it's really crazy stuff.
You dance around it but never achieve them. It's crazy. And it's like with power building, you put your information in, you put your profile in, and out comes your plan, and you can focus on results. Boom.
What's Sean Phillips up to lately? Are you still riding bikes? I know you were an avid cyclist, a competitive cyclist. What's going on with you?
You know, I'm getting ready for bike season right now. You know, I've got myself a new girl I'm dating consistently, which I'm really enjoying. You know, someone in the, you know, Carla Sanchez. You probably know Carla from the industry, you know.
Excellent.
Yeah. So, you know, Carla and I, you know, we keep ourselves busy. She's got her own studio. She trains, you know, performance ready fitness. And so, you know, I go there, I do a lot of different workouts, you know, more some stuff, but I've taken to practicing the power building system now because it gets me working, and I'm not back on the bike full time, although I always kind of ride. And this is kind of my focus right now. I've put full strength on, some partnership deals that I'm working with to get it, you know, really where it needs to be.
Right.
And I'm more less a day to day, and, you know, so I'm more free for getting into the flow of what I love and not just pushing full strength forward every day.
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand entirely. Well, listen, I commend you for making this become a reality. I think a lot of people are going to benefit from it. The website is powerbuilding.com. Go there. Sign up for the free 14-day plan so you can get a snapshot of what they look like. This is one of Sly Stallone's plans, quite frankly. Yeah. And then get on the wait list so that you can have a plan built by the Power Building system. Right?
Yeah, right on, Carl. I'd love to share this with people, and thanks for bringing me on. It's always great to be on the show, and I love sharing this stuff with people.
You take care of yourself, okay?
All right, thanks, Carl. Talk to you soon.
All right, so there you have it, powerbuilding.com. Check it out. Of course, let's thank Brooks Cubic for the Physical Culture Radio Hour, and his website is brookscubic.com. Check him out on Amazon. He's got two fantastic ebooks that are available there. If you're interested, go to Amazon.com and search for Brooks Cubic. Today is Thursday. Tomorrow I'll be in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. So tune in then, and thank you for listening today.